Welcome. The following podcast is a production of the Center of Excellence in Elder Abuse and Neglect at the Program in Geriatrics at the University of California, Irvine. The center conducts training, advocacy, direct service, technical assistance, and research on issues related to the abuse and neglect of elders and adults with disabilities. This podcast series addresses cutting-edge research in elder abuse and neglect.
Help! I need somebody! Help! Not just anybody! Help! You know I need someone! Help!
I'm Mary Toomey, co-director of the Center of Excellence, and today our guest is Dr. Eileen Wigglesworth, assistant clinical professor and director of research at the Center of Excellence. Our topic today is caregiving for people with dementia and factors associated with elder abuse. Welcome, Dr. Wigglesworth.
Thank you, Mary. Happy to be here. People with dementia are very vulnerable to being abused, and rates of abuse are relatively low in the population, but they're higher among people with dementia. And so we decided we could learn a lot by studying a high-risk population.
Has the issue of elder abuse and caregiving of people with dementia been studied before?
Yes, there are other studies. And since we first wrote our grant in 2004, a number of other studies have been published. Ours is the largest so far to have been published that studies three kinds of abuse.
Can you describe your methodology?
What we decided to do was just look at risk factors for abuse of people with dementia by their caregivers. And we actually got most of our data from caregivers because there was evidence that the caregivers will tell you about their abusive acts if you ask them in a compassionate way, but also in a very direct way. There are some tools that have been used in domestic violence where if you ask a very direct question about behaviors that are abusive, you don't ask if someone's abusing. You ask if they're hitting or grabbing or in anger or if they're shouting. You ask questions that about acts that are psychological or physical abuse, and you ask how many times over a period of time it happened, and then you make a decision about what's a threshold that you would consider abuse.
What did you find from your interviews with caregivers?
So we looked at risk factors, we looked at prevalence. In our sample, which was 129 dyads, that's the caregiver and the person with dementia, we worked with both and we went in the home, we found an abuse level approaching 50%. Now, most of that was psychological abuse in the 33%, something like that, was psychological abuse alone. Physical abuse was about 10%, and neglect was 14%. Now, you have some overlap there, which is also interesting because it's interesting to see what kinds of abuse overlap. And so our findings, which we hope to publish soon, we'll be submitting them, will show what those subsamples are of who was abused and who isn't.
What is the biggest predictor of abuse of people with dementia?
The biggest predictor of abuse for people with dementia is the aggressive behavior of the care recipient. So that's the person with dementia does some of the behaviors that are considered abuse. Basically, if they're abusing the caregiver, they get abused. However, this is a cross-sectional study, and we're very interested to find out whether which comes first, or you know how that interaction is triggered.
So, if a care recipient is combative or aggressive, and of course, this can be due to Alzheimer's disease, it sounds like you're saying they are at greater risk of being abused by their caregivers.
There's some interesting research that shows certain behaviors by caregivers trigger these behaviors or longitudinally will lead the people with dementia to behave more aggressively. The theory being that where their communication ability is more compromised, they perhaps communicate in some of these other ways.
Who funded the caregiving dyad study?
We got a grant from the California Department of Health Services. And I should also mention that this is difficult research to do in getting people to participate. And we had wonderful assistance from Orange County Alzheimer's Association in recruiting the people, and also from UCI's Institute for Brain Aging, as well as from a number of other UCI physicians and clinics.
So, Dr. Wigglesworth, what is the next step in the study of elder abuse of people with dementia?
Well, this was a pilot study, and we are now wanting to do the follow-on study. We basically learned enough and learned how to do this kind of research, which is not that easy to do. And so we now want to do a more comprehensive longitudinal study. Now, the ultimate aim is to understand what causes abuse to the degree that those modifiable risk factors, you can intervene and stop it from happening. So that's the long-term goal of our research program of caregivers and people with dementia and elder abuse.
Thank you very much, Dr. Eileen Wigglesworth, the University of California, Irvine, Center of Excellence in Elder Abuse and Neglect. Thank you for joining us today.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. And now these days are gone, I've got those helpers.